Lake Effect returns now on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. That tune called Blow is by Milwaukee hip-hop and R&B artist Kiwi. She's been performing here for a number of years now, but this weekend she makes her debut on the Pride Fest Women's Spot stage.
Sarah Tybring is the manager of the stages, and they both join me in the studio now. Sarah and Kiwi, welcome to Lake Effect. It is great to have you both here today.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
So am I. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And we're going to get to your song in a minute, Kiwi. But Sarah, I want to start, first of all, with why you're both here. I mean, this is the beginning of Pride Fest. It kicks off the festival season in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. But you have a very specific role in Pride Fest. So what is it that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the manager of the Women's Spot stages. This will be my fourth year running those stages. And it's a stage whose goal is to seek out and promote women artistry and non-binary artistry throughout the local area. We go a little bit further than Milwaukee. We do get artists from around Wisconsin and occasionally into Illinois and Ohio who find us and come to perform on our stage. We have 3 days to promote artists from all genres of music and also other types of art, including we do poetry, we do a comedy showcase, we do this year we have a trans workshop that's about self-care, and then we also have circus and other performance artistry, so we have a circus that's going to be performing with us in the front of the stage.
How fun!
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's an honor to be able to do it.
So when you think about Pride Fest, you know, I think a lot of people automatically think of men. Mm-hmm. They automatically think of drag performing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so I think women have often gotten pushed off into the corner. Is it kind of your mission to make sure that doesn't happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's really important to show that there is a vast array of talent within our LGBTQ community and a greater just female-oriented community. I think that it's really necessary to show that they have an essential niche in offering art. And I also think that it's very important to show that female artistry in the LGBT community isn't just folk music, which I think is a very common thought process that lesbian music is folk art. It is that, but it's also tons of other things. We have rock artists. We have hip-hop artists. We have phenomenal poets. We have people who do physical art, and that those are things that should be seen and should be given a stage and should be promoted just as heavily as any other form of artistry or gender.
So, Kiwi, this is your first time, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So how did you two connect? Did she reach out to you? Did you reach out to her?
Well, honestly, we've been playing like maybe this game of cat and mouse for the last couple of years where we've connected like a long time ago. But generally, because I'm kind of stubborn in a sense, and I would lose my head if it wasn't attached to my body, I kind of like this year just got on top of it, like I'm going to commit to it, I'm going to do it. It's definitely a great experience, and Sarah's awesome. So, I mean, she makes it really easy for you to feel comfortable to provide what you need as an artist. But, you know, when she presented it to me, you know, the pitch she brought was that whole, you know, being a forefront, or bringing to the forefront the spectrum of what being an LGBT artist is. I know a lot of the times, because I do hip-hop, because I do hip-hop specifically, sometimes people think that I have to be a certain thing, or my music sounds a certain way, or the things that I talk about are generally within this not very broad range of anything. So I always tell people I'm more of a lifestyle artist than a genre artist. And I think Sarah understands that, which is what I greatly appreciate. And it's just a good opportunity to not only display the creativity and the diversity within the LGBT community, but it's also a good way to network and align yourself with other artists and other opportunities in the future. So many people spend their time trying to compete with each other. I don't think people take the time out to try to see what they could accomplish if they actually work together. So this is one of those opportunities I'm really proud to be a part of.
Now, you're from here, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So as an LGBT artist, mm-hmm. do you find that it helps or hinders you outside of Pride Fest?
A little bit of both, if I'm being honest. It helps because it makes it easier for me to get put on a ticket with a lot of guys in a male-dominated industry because of what they think my music is or what they think the context is or the content, or because they look at me and they think one thing and I get to bring something refreshing to it all the time. But it also hinders me because it limits what I'm capable of doing when I want to expand out of hip-hop, if I want to do something more mainstream, more involved, some outside of that. It kind of makes it a little bit difficult, not just to get on the ticket, but dealing with other people who have these predetermined notions or judgments of what they think my motives may be, or, you know, things like that. So in a sense, it does help. I have a little bit. I've been doing this for a while, so my reputation helps, too.
But yeah, everyone has to build that.
Yeah, yeah. It took me years to do that. So, I mean, I got a good leg up on that aspect of it, but it's still challenging. You know, I work on it every day, you know, trying to see past it, trying to see the benefit of what I can bring to it, you know, if there's not an opportunity or if there's not something that somebody wants to, you know, work with me on, then there's somebody else that has another opportunity that might fit better for me, you know. So if I can get one opportunity, I can get another one. There's always going to be an opportunity, and I'll just take advantage of whichever ones that come my way.
You just have to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, or put yourself there.
Yeah, you have to put yourself in the right spaces. You also have to know how to move around in multiple spaces. Most people get stuck comfortably just being around that one group of people that they're used to working with. And I used to be like that when I first started, and that hindered me more than actually me being LGBT. You know, it was because I was uncomfortable getting outside and working with different people that could expose me to different things or have different resources that may be beneficial for me in the long run. I was so comfortable within that group of people that I was working with that I didn't see the benefit of reaching out and branching off and networking. I didn't understand the value of my network at that time, which I've come a long way.
So. Yeah, and I was going to say, Sarah, is that something you're also hoping that other artists on the stages will do, like get out of their comfort zone and reach out and maybe find collaborators or just be exposed to other things?
Yes, absolutely. I think that one of the big benefits of doing this is the recognition that we have to work together as a community in order to raise each other up. And I think that hip-hop especially is a community where that needs improvement, especially among female artistry. And I get that feedback every year from artists in my hip-hop showcases. And they have met each other, and they work together now. I have several members that continue to work together. They pull each other on tickets. They do collaborations outside of Pride Fest as a result. And I think that that's exceptionally important to do. And I think also it's really fun to watch people be exposed to different things. For example, last year I had two artists that performed similar time frames. And at the end of the night, we caught them in the bathroom singing to each other in harmony. And this is Alice Hart and Katie Beth. And they're amazing vocalists. And so this year, what I said to them was, I would like to have you back, but I would really like it if you do a duet act together because you are so phenomenal and you clearly were just having like the most fun you could ever have. And if you don't mind me putting you together on a ticket, I think that that should happen. Of course, they were super thrilled and they're going to do it. But it's really fun to be able to watch people commune together. And I love to preach about all kinds of fun things. And one of the things I say to all the performers when I'm sending them out all their information is, please remember to support each other. Please remember to promote each other. Please remember to invite everyone to all of the events because everyone deserves this shot. Everyone deserves this recognition. And we're all doing the same thing in a different way. And if we stand together, we can do anything we want to do. There's no reason why we can't. There's so much talent and so much passion, so many good humans involved in this production. And then outside of that, the reaches are just insane how far we can go if we do those things. So
one of the things that I think is so interesting about any of the festivals that have a specific focus, whether it's Pride Fest or German Fest or Irish Fest, you know, you're obviously preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking to your tribe, whatever mm-hmm. that tribe happens to be. But you also have the opportunity to speak to people who are not in your tribe. You have a chance to reach people who might not hear you otherwise, or like you were saying, Kiwi, might have an idea of who you are by how you identify. So they think, well, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah.
But then they hear you and they go, oh, wait a minute. You know, now is that also something that you both hope for in
of
your
course.
Own ways? Yeah.
That's always what you hope for, no matter if it's, you know, somebody who doesn't necessarily listen to hip hop music or if it's somebody who doesn't necessarily think they have anything relatable to LGBTQ artists, or somebody who just generally doesn't get around a lot of sociable people like that, or they don't think you have anything for them. So it's always refreshing to see how your music has an effect on people and how they respond to it, especially when it's positive. You know, there's not really many negative reactions to my music that I could think of at all. They've all been genuinely positive experiences for people that I appreciate at the end of the day, because all that work I put into trying to get on a ticket, it actually pays off because somebody gets something out of it. And that's the goal when people listen to your music. You want them to be able to relate to it, to take something from it, to understand at least you or where you're coming from. So,
well, and the tune that you sent me, Blow,
yes,
is wonderful. It's a wonderfully catchy tune.
Thank you.
There's so many different elements going on. It's very melodic. It's very rhythmic. It's all kinds of different things. And I can hear all of your influences in that one song.
That's
or at least many of your influences,
yes.
Anyway.
In the line and hope it matches the layout. I've been pushing the limit, so mama say I should pray now. And we try so hard to fly, just to balance the lows with subtle eyes, to get a million hellos with no goodbyes, to find a couple of pros in all the kinds.
I'm trying to find my way back, way back. I lost me long ago, searching but I don't know which way to go. I'm feeling in my soul, I've been feeling this is way back, way back. God's always in control, take me where the wind blows. My mind's don't mind the flow, and I've got money to blow. If you've got time to blow, roll up, we can just go. My mind's don't mind the flow, and I've got money to blow. If you've got time to blow, roll up, we can just go.
Tell me a little bit about it. What made you write it? What was the impetus?
I work a lot. Sarah can tell you that. I work like a madman. Because I put all of my money goes into my music. I'm a firm believer. If you don't invest in yourself, nobody else will want to invest in you. So I was at work one day, you know, working a job I hate years ago. And I was mopping the floor. And this producer sent me a beat like, I think you'll like this, you know. It was slow, so I had nothing to do. So I'm listening to the beat in my headphones, and all I kept saying, thinking, was that first part that comes on the beginning. You know, your heart's not there, and you caught right there. You shouldn't be staying if your heart's not there. And I was like, this kind of goes to the beat, you know? So I was mopping the floor, and then everything just came to me. Like, essentially the melody, what I wanted the hook to be, you know, what I wanted it to be about is just about being free, free from the things that tie you down, free from those things that may deter you or prevent you from chasing your dreams or even trying, because, I mean, failure at the end of the day is still a success in my eyes. Some people don't even attempt to do anything, and that's essentially a failure to me. At least from a failure, you can learn, and you can adjust, and you can move forward. So it's just about being free from the things that prevent us from being ourselves, prevent us from attaching ourselves to each other and learning from each other's experiences and pain and joy and everything.
Well, I can't thank both of you enough for making time to come in. I know things are getting crazy because we're so close to the start of the festival, but I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. At some
point, I would love to have you come in and perform.
Of course.
Let's do that. Let's stay in touch with that. And Sarah, thanks for all the work.
Thank you.
And thanks for talking about it.
Very happy to do so.
Milwaukee hip-hop and R&B artist Kiwi makes her Pride Fest debut Saturday evening on the Women's Spot stage. Sarah Tybring is the manager of that stage, and you can find more information about all of the artists and musicians performing at Pride Fest at WUWM.com.